Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Volcanic Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VG, also on the OTC markets under the symbol VLMZF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Simon Ridgway. And Simon, we're following up on a news release that came out October 19th. It was a significant news release that drove the stock higher because of some very impressive drill results. High-grade drill results here from the southern extension of the La Pena vein. This is on the Hawley property. Now, the grades here that we saw, the headline grades being a little over 4.5 meters at almost 80 grams per ton gold and over 5,000 grams per ton silver. Simon, let's just bring everybody up to speed on this La Pena vein and these drill results. What does it tell you now about this vein, please?
Yeah, well, it was a very exciting result for us, of course. You know, we stepped to the south and it was quite a large step out for us along 80 meters to the south into the mudstones. So, you know, we put a hole higher up, hole 21, which cut the structure, but it was, as we know, very high in the system. We didn't get results on that. So then we stepped under it by about 100 meters and we got these spectacular results in. So it's very exciting. It's the first time we finally got a market response as well, which is even more exciting because over the last couple of months, we've put out a lot of great results and the market's responded by staying the same or going flat on high volume. So finally, the market paid attention and took us up. So it's good to see. Perhaps all that selling has ended. But the result is significant in that it's in the mudstone unit to the south, about 100 meters to the south of the breccia zone. And I believe if we get below that, as we went further down in that drill hole, we cut into a flow banded volcanic flow, rhyolite flow. So I think the next will be going down deeper on that in that same area, and hopefully we'll see better results. That should be even a better host than the mudstones, I believe. But let's see. So very exciting. We're waiting for other holes where we stepped out to the north and deeper than hole 23 in the breccia unit itself. So those holes are pending. Can't really comment on them, except we're going to wait to see what they come in before we plan the next stage of drilling at Hawley. It should be a couple of weeks from now. We should have all those results back.
Well, Simon, it sure is nice to see the market reaction from that hole. And it was a monster hit. You know, 5,000 grams per ton silver is big, 80 grams per ton gold. But I would submit that you'd already made a great discovery prior to this. And to your point, you'd put out a lot of great holes. And it was just a tough market for the miners. At least we're getting a little bounce in the gold and silver sector now. But speak to us about the makeup there. It's not just a great gold hole. It's also a great silver hole. So what's the balance of the gold and silver that you're thinking in this deposit?
Yeah, well, look at those results. It's a hard call on lots of holes. We've had some plus kilo silver results, sometimes with just 3 grams gold. Other times we've had some great high-grade results where we're getting 1 or 2 ounces of gold and low silver. This hole had a lot of both. So where is the value in this hole? It's hard to calculate. Actually, I haven't really done that math. But to see these, you know, multi-kilos of silver, you know, we're 30, 40 kilometers away from a great silver discovery that Pan Americans got, Escobal. So hopefully we're starting to see that kind of thing. You know, we've got a little bit of lead and a little bit of zinc with this hole, which is what we get at Escobal as well. So hopefully we can drill off a very high-grade silver deposit. That is certainly more value in that. But if we can also get these 2 or 3 ounces of gold with it, that's exceptional.
So with these results on the southern extension here, what does that bring the strike length up to for this La Pena vein?
Well, so far we've probably drilled off about 200 meters on strike and about the same vertically. So we got a nice block and it obviously opened to the north and to the south and still open at depth. This is the deepest hole we have in the vein system at the moment, and it's the best grades. And we've repeated that on the 3 or 4 calls I've had with you, that each time we step down, the grades are getting better. So, you know, that's not going to continue forever, but it is right at the moment. So that's really good to see.
Well, Simon, you said you're still waiting on about 5 holes from the lab. I think 3 of those are those ones that are testing that depth closer to that hole 23. But just walk us through, you know, what you expect to find. You'd mentioned you thought they may be, since they're hosted at a different rock, they may be more prospective. How does that tie into the geology that you already understand about the deposit?
Yeah, well, we need to do more understanding of the geology and the structural controls, and that's what we're working on. Here we have a, you know, we got two strong structural zones, a north-south graben and an east-west graben coming together. So it, no doubt it's structurally complex, which speaks a lot for the number of hits we've had to date. We've, you know, we're probably running at about 80% hit rate on in these high grades. So that's exceptional given the structural complexity of the zone. But this hole is in the mudstones. We have a hole at this depth in the breccia zone, holes 26, 27, and 28, which are all pending. All cut the Penner system at depths the same as 23. I think hole 28 actually might have been a bit deeper. Holes 24 and 25 are on a different structure, and I must admit I'm not overly optimistic on those. They look somewhat interesting, but we're just not seeing that visual that I like that we got in 23. So, but the other three holes look good visually. Let's wait and see what comes up before we plan the next round of drilling.
Can you give us any insights into what that next round of drilling might look like, though? I assume it's going to be fairly focused at this La Pena vein, but any insights here that you can give for people to understand what is coming next from the company?
Yeah, no, I think it's time once we get these results in, if we see the same kind of results, we just start stepping down narrower, try to get towards focusing on a resource definition. I think we need to establish that. We've got so many holes in this zone at the moment and with such good consistency that we could keep going on the Holly and get a resource established to underpin the share price. I think there's been a lot of feedback. You know, the last time we talked, I mentioned, and I think also in a news release, that we were going to move the rig to Bandera shortly, and there was some concerns by shareholders. Does that mean we haven't got a lot of faith in the Holly? Well, I do, and so I think moving the rig at this present time before we establish a resource on the Holly may be the wrong approach. So we're going to stay at Holly, keep drilling, and you know, establish something that is meaningful to the market in the resource category, even though it'll be just a resource, not a reserve. It's something that the market can get its head around.
That makes sense, Simon, and it seems like a good strategy. But you also still have a second drill rig coming in. So instead of having the original plan where you moved the rig over to Banderas and then brought the second rig into Holly, you're just going to keep that rig going on Holly as soon as you get these other results back. But when that second rig does come in, you are still going to move forward with the plan on Banderas, correct?
Yes, we are. I mean, the feedback I got from the social team was to move a rig right now to Banderas and then take it away 3 weeks later back to Holly again would be a big mistake. The drill company tells us there's some delay in getting a rig into the country due to taxes and other issues. So I think continue drilling it on Holly with the rig we have. And then when the second rig comes in, move it straight to Banderas. That'll be a much more logical approach. And from the shareholders and from the social team on the ground, that's the decision we've made.
So, Simon, where does the company stand cash-wise to ramp up when you get these drill results back, the exploration that will continue at the Holly Project, but then also at Banderas?
Yeah, we have still over eight, somewhere between 8 and 9 million in cash in the treasury still. To date, we've probably done about 4,500 meters of drilling. We're well financed. I don't think we'll be back to the market until 2023 unless we have four or five rigs on one or both of these projects. We're well financed to go forward.
Well, that would be a treat to see three to five rigs going, Simon. But just for the sake of the two, when you do get that second rig and you start drilling on Banderas, what is the plan there? It was originally for about 7 to 8 holes. Is that still the outlook you have there, or has that changed?
Obviously, result depending. You know, we have 10 kilometers of veins at Banderas with holes in and the deepest one was about 150 meters. So we will pick the best area where we had the more consistent results and start stepping down on those results and trying to get to the, like we did with Holly, try to get down to that boiling zone and those, you know, multi-ounce or kilo kind of results. I think the potential exists there for the same kind of thing. So if we start seeing those results there, we just keep going. I don't see any need to start and stop. Again, it's the issue is with the lab at the moment. We're suffering the same as many companies are with getting turnaround time on the lab. It's kind of random, anywhere between 5 to 8 weeks, and 8 weeks is too long. We're working to get a lab to get set up in the country, but it's complicated. I think we'll probably succeed in doing that in the early part of 2022, but it certainly won't be before the year end. So at that point, if we could do that and get a 3 to 4 week turnaround, that would be so good for the project. So that's the push.
All right. Yeah, Simon, you're not alone when it comes to slow turnaround time at the lab. It's really impacting pretty much 90-95% of the companies out there. But look, you still have cash in the bank. You will be back drilling at Holly and at Banderas and clearly following up on these high-grade results at this La Pena vein. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Simon regarding any of the work going on at Volcanic Gold, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed for you. Simon, thanks as always for your time. Keep us up to date on future news, please.
No, thank you for the call. Talk to you soon.